This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Halloween. Happy Halloween for those of you that are celebrating it. I'm in the studio today with... Where is she? There you go. Mm-hmm. That, of course, is...
Millennial Medusa.
Millennial Medusa.
Audrey Raj.
Audrey Raj. And over there I have...
It's Hipster Batman.
Right. I've also got our producer, of course, over here. It is Christine Wong, otherwise known as... She is a blessing in disguise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get Audrey again because I think I forgot to record on my phone. Hipster Batman. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents, we're giving you some Halloween stories today, of course. We're going to have a bit of fun with it. Although not all of it is fun. The first one I've got is a story about how Halloween business got so scary. You may have heard about these haunted houses and things.
Yeah.
One of them has you sign a 40-page wager. Before you can actually participate in the haunted house. Second story is creepy human skin style phone cases.
Mm-hmm.
And wrapping up with how hackers in Japan may have hijacked hotel robots to watch guests. That's a little bit creepy.
Mm.
I'm also might be sounding a little bit weird right now because I actually have a mask on because I am the death of disco. And disco is dead, apparently.
You have a mask on. I have a fake beard on. I've got beard in my mouth.
I have like, snakes on my head, guys. Come on.
Yeah, okay. You see, it's you know, for justice.
Well, for justice. Yeah. Right. Let's get started then. So let me tell you a little bit about this haunted house thing. I have to hold paper up and everything here because I can't see what the heck I'm doing. Right. So for most people, October means spice and everything nice for some people. But for others, it's all about the thrill of being scared witless. People have been paying for scary experiences for centuries. Now, according to the Smithsonian Magazine, early relatives to modern haunted houses began experimenting with morbid themes like dismemberment, for example, at the end of the 20th century. However, the traditional haunted house didn't become a cultural icon until the opening of Disneyland's Haunted Mansion in 1969. Disney brought the attraction to life with the use of a series of illusions known as Pepper's Ghosts. You've heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where they use mirrors and lights to make it look like somebody's actually there when they're not actually there.
Oh, okay.
You might have seen it on some stages as well.
Like an illusion thing.
Like an illusion, yeah. It used refracted light to project shapes of images and one thing. Now, their scare tactics also involve classic devices like eyes on a picture, following visitors down a creepy corridor, mischievous ghosts dancing in a ballroom, or like a popping up mirror. Now, these may have worked for some people, but the ways in which people seek to be scared are constantly evolving, and in some cases, getting a little bit more intense. If you do a quick Google search for scariest haunted house in the world, you get the same result. McCamey's Manor. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm. No.
It's a haunted house that offers to pay survivors of the 10-hour ordeal $20,000. Spoiler alert, it's such a scary experience that no one has ever completed it, and the current record holder managed to last just 6 hours. Now, you can't really call it a haunted house. It's part of a genre of intense horror that has emerged over the past decade where folks create immersive experiences for people to pay to be psychologically tormented. So stuff like, you know, simulated kidnapping, water torture, bondage, coming in contact with scorpions, roaches, tarantulas, being manhandled and more. Now, it's so intense that anyone interested must go through an application process, pass a doctor's physical, go through a social media screening and sign a 40-page waiver. A 40-page waiver. Mm. I read some of this, and some of the things that they say might happen to you during the experience. And I'm not suggesting that all of them will. It's stuff like waterboarding, the pulling of nails, tattooing, pinching, all kinds of stuff. You know, and the question is whether or not this is legal.
Hmm.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, they've opened up a couple of these mansions in different states within the US. One of them was closed down in San Diego because there are a lot of complaints about it. But there are certain states within the US, of course, where you can do this kind of thing and get away with it. Places like Alabama, where if you volunteer to go into this thing, the police can't really do anything about it because you've put your name down on a piece of paper, you've signed a waiver saying, I am volunteering to this. And for the most part, the guy who owned it, Mr. McCamey, said there is no get-out safety word. He banned safety words for the beginning of it, for the most part. So you couldn't stop this whole thing up until recently, where he started introducing a safety word. Mm-hmm. And one of the journalists that went to take part in this experience for 20 minutes was saying the safety word before it was actually stopped.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
Wait, so they give you a safety word and then they think that you're safe. Uh-huh. And then they don't listen to the safety word.
No, now they have to.
Now they have to.
Because of this journalist's experience.
Okay.
So, but this is the worst of the things. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Shocktoberfest, it's a Pennsylvania-based haunted scream park where they talk about how the guests continue to evolve and the industry is always ready to invent itself. And I was talking to Arv about this outside, and it made me laugh, and it probably shouldn't. One of the things that they've done is people who wanted to enter Shocktoberfest asked if they can have certain things or have certain requests. And one of them was to walk through in just their underwear. Mm-hmm. This is because it makes the guests more vulnerable, of course, and apparently it turns out to be very effective. Now, my question...
So they cater to a wide audience.
Clearly a wide audience. A wide audience. Now, I mean, I love scary movies. I love being shocked into doing things. And I like haunted houses. But something like, you know, this manor house, McCamey Manor, I would never do something like that, knowing what they could put you through. Either of you?
See, I know why people do it, so I can't blame them completely.
Why? Why do people do it?
It's the same reason people watch like horror movies. Because you know you're going in and you're going to be scared. You know some of the movies...
And you know there's an end to it.
There's an end to it. And you know it's going to scar you probably for, best case scenario, a couple of days, maybe a couple of months, maybe for life. Like some movies like Exorcist just scars you. Those visuals never leave. Mm. And I know why people do it. Like the same reason I watch horror movies. It's just that, it's that exposure, it's the slight adrenaline. You want to feel, you know, that fear, but also you want to, it's exciting, and then you come out of the movie and then it's done. Same reason people go on roller coasters, same reason people go into haunted houses. But I think maybe for them, they've done it so many times, or they are horror house junkies, or they are fear junkies, that it doesn't work on them anymore.
So their needs have evolved.
Their needs have evolved. It's like, you know, you need the bigger, you need more stimulation. So then they go into these things where there's no safe word, or it's, you know, it's actually dangerous for them and it could affect their health, just to give them that kick, that adrenaline kick. Because coming back to the horror movies, after seeing so many and so many in the same year, they don't scare me anymore. Like I went and saw It Chapter 2, almost fell asleep.
That sounds like a challenge, Arv.
Yeah, it almost fell asleep because, yeah.
But you know where I stand on this, right? I will not pay to be scared. And, you know, like this just sounds like torture to me because, you know, having your fingernails pulled out or waterboarding, if I want to pay to be tortured, I'd go to the gym. Right?
Very good point.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a haunted house. Not many people in there most of the time, right?
No, but the stuff about the fingernail pulling and the torture is because I think they're not scared of stuff that doesn't exist or, you know, hopefully doesn't exist. You know, like ghouls and ghosts and something paranormal. So they look for more realistic ways to be scared. So, you know, kidnapping, stuff that's like seriously morbid. Like, you know, you should never do. Like normal people would never do. But fear junkies, they want to feel like they're in actual danger. Mm. So they do it. I think it's the same reason why you can argue that the people who climb mountains without a harness do the same thing.
Right. I mean, the police have been called for this thing regularly. I mean, there was a case where a woman was being dragged out for the simulated kidnapping part of it. And she was kicking and screaming and the police were called. You know, they turned up and they were like, well, this woman agreed to do this. Yeah. What do you want us to do?
And also, it's a 40-page waiver.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is like it's like Google or Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, no one can understand what's in the book.
Except this is one of those waivers that I would actually read. You know.
Before
signing.
Before going in. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break, ladies and gents. We've got some movie music coming up next. This is Traveling Wilburys with End of the Line. Join us in a bit. More discussion about haunted houses and, of course, all of this kind of stuff here on Halloween. Hope you're enjoying it so far. It is lunchtime, of course. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about the creepy human skin phone case.
Yep.
And how hackers in Japan may have hijacked hotel robots to watch guests. Not sure which is the scarier story. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by...
Audrey Raj.
And, Raj.
Of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. She's with us all the way through until 1 o'clock. I don't think I have to say hello. Say hello, Christine.
Halloween.
She's very good, very good. Yeah. There's creepy things walking past the studio right now. Of course, it is Halloween, ladies and gents. If you are taking part and having a bit of fun, hope it's going all right so far. The story that we've had so far, we spoke about haunted houses, or rather this place that is called McCamey Manor. They're calling it a haunted house, but it's basically the most scary house in the US. You have to sign a 40-page wager before... Waiver. Before you go in. It's a 10-hour experience of all kinds of stuff like torture and screaming. And so far, the it's been 6 hours as the record of what people have managed to get through. We said, you know, would you do something like this? I know I definitely wouldn't.
For $20,000, I think a lot of people might do that. $20,000
just for the money.
That's what you think. Mm. You think that that $20,000 would be enough to kind of...
Lose a couple of fingernails
A couple of fingernails or be waterboarded once or twice, but clearly
We cut our fingernails all the time, so you know, why not let someone else do it for you?
How deep do you cut your fingernails?
Well, I mean, you know, semantics.
We've got a text here from Johan who says he saw the documentary on that mansion. It was founded by an ex-army. So he's basically putting his experiences and learning from his time in the army into this concept.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true, and I wouldn't hasten to think where he probably learned those tactics.
When's the last time you guys went? I mean, Audrey asked me this off air, and when's the last time you guys went to a haunted house?
I think I was probably about 15 or something.
Oh,
yeah. So was centuries ago.
Was it worth it? See, I didn't make the joke.
I know.
You said it first. Right, you know. I wasn't even thinking it.
Of course you went.
I think mine would be the last one when I was a teenager and it was in church, so I knew it'd be safe, or at least, you know,
haunted house in church?
Yeah, yeah. It was fun.
You need to explain that.
It was safe fun.
So like a carnival thing. They were having like an open day sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
My last haunted house was in Sunway. So Sunway does this like every year.
Yep.
And so I think I went a few years ago. It was worth it. I can't remember much, but one of the instances was super, super scary. Mm. And I think that alone was worth it. And it was with this woman with like long hair. I don't know what she was, but she ran up to me and started screaming in my ear and started chasing me. And yeah, so it worth it. Worth it.
By the time
it was
insight out, into it. Marriage, la.
Ooh.
Ouch. But here's the thing, right? Like Sunway, I think this is the 7th year that they've been doing this, and there's a huge pull factor. People tell you that if you want to go to Sunway Lagoon, don't go in the month of October just because of their haunted house experience.
I remember actually one of the things within this haunted house was it was one of those things where you got to open a door as you walk. You were walking down a corridor, and there's a door you opened, and you opened this door, and it was a body that fell against a kind of glass screen. Of course, when you open the door, you can't tell it's a glass screen because you're just kind of, you're half freaked out anyway. And it was this kind of body that hit against, I remember that kind of.
I love those animatronics.
Yeah.
The ones that, because I remember going to one in Singapore on Sentosa a long, long time ago. And then they had like spiders coming out of the ceiling. They actually had these hydraulics that would throw the spiders out, giant spiders. It would hit you on the head.
What?
And then they would pull it back up into the ceiling. And then they had bats that did that. They had those animatronics, you know, like, you know, whatever, rotting people inside, like glass cases and stuff, just knocking on the doors and things.
Which for the longest time was very scary.
Was the benchmark, yeah.
But now we're talking about, you know, kidnappings, nails have been pulled, you know. And they've got this thing where you can have a massage where they swap the oil out for blood.
Mm. Oh,
so which is all a little bit creepy, don't we think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's Halloween, so we can talk about this thing, right?
We can, yeah, we should. And it's also a business.
It's a business.
I'm pretty sure, you know, the person who runs the place makes a lot of money.
They make an awful lot of money.
Yeah, doesn't need
I've
to
I've actually
rent.
Got some figures towards the end of this as to how much they're making this Halloween season, but I'll get to those a little bit later on. Right, we should take a short break, though. Music up next from Queen with, ironically, Tie Your Mother Down. And when we get back, our next story is all about those fleshy phone cases. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.